Could art play a role in solving our region's homelessness crisis? You're listening to KNKX, and Leaders in Tacoma hired two artists last year to try to answer that question. 88.5 South Sound reporter Will James follows up on one of their projects, which tries to bridge the divide between people who are homeless and those who are not.
The project is called In Our Backyard, and the main part of it is a play that's been staged three times so far in Tacoma. It features performers, most of whom are homeless or formerly homeless, acting out a children's story while wearing masks. They play a bunch of animals who are trying to rent out a vacant room in a house they share.
Are the rooms nice?
Yes, they'll suffice.
Will the kitchen do?
It's just fine too.
But one by one, the prospective tenants walk away because of prejudices they hold against the animals living in the house. Ronnie Chelbin, an artist from Austin, Texas, directs the play. She's one of two artists in residence the city of Tacoma hired to make projects related to homelessness. Chelbin believes at the root of conflict around homelessness is fear of the other. And she says art can create space for people to confront that fear.
We need help to mediate those fears, mediate the conversation and mediate the communication to kind of let those fears go somehow.
The play has a happy ending, but that didn't feel right to Chelbin. So afterwards, the actors take off their masks and talk about their real experiences with homelessness. Will James, 88.5 News.
The final two performances of the play are Sunday afternoon at Tacoma's Portland Avenue Community Center and Thursday evening outside the Tacoma Art Museum. Details are on the City of Tacoma's website.